Regrets. Regrets. Looking back, I wish I had some. I was late for a meeting today, and running down the road, I passed a tailor's, and it said 1 hour alterations, £5. So I rushed in and gave him a fiver. I said, "Can you make it 11:30?" He said, "Sir, for £5, we alter trousers, not the space-time continuum. That's £9.99. You'll have to come back yesterday." Hello and welcome to Purple Comedy. This is me, John Burns, taking you in a little ramble, I suppose, through the internet. Today's show is unashamedly stolen from the Stephen Fry website, from a series of forum posts that I think I kicked off and then a lot of other people contributed to. I had a lot of fun doing that, and so I thought I'd bring you some of the jewels that people put on there. For those of you who never expected your statements and little quotes to end up on the internet, I do apologise. Now, I think I started this forum conversation myself. I kicked it off with a little note about some of my pet hates. One of my major pet hates is people who talk to dogs in baby language. In my understanding, dogs understand two things. One is sausages, and the other is a kick up the arse. Both administered to the appropriate end of the dog at the right moments will leave your canine happy and content. And if you say to it, "Who's a lovely bowsy wowsy chowsy?" it's you that should be put down and not the dog. I find our relationship with animals quite interesting, particularly with dogs. I once asked a woman if she had any children, and she told me no, but I've got two Labradors. Now, I forgive me. Labradors, nice as they are a million miles from human beings that you actually gave birth to personally. Labradors will chase sticks and sit in front of the fire into their later years, whereas babies will grow into teenagers who will cause you inestimable trouble. So there is a difference, you know. One of the problems with teenagers is that when you throw a stick at them, they inevitably come back as well. On TV, there are also adverts about supporting dogs' homes. And one of them actually says, your friend will write. Now, I was amazed at that. I didn't realise dogs could write. I mean, first of all, how would they hold the pen with their paws? And obviously they can't type because their paws are too big. But then I realised, of course, they must dictate the letters. Now, from the posts on the website regarding pet hates, it's quite obvious that one of the things that really pisses people off is how people pronounce words. Quite interesting, though. I don't know why. And Speckled Band pointed out something which I think is very true. He said, he or she, I made this mistake before, people on TV who literally say literally all the flipping time. It drives me up the wall, he says, but not literally. Now, that's very true. Obviously, I literally laughed my head off. Well, you wouldn't have a head, would you? Just say, I laughed my head off. It's already a bloody expression. We know you didn't. I have court duty coming up fairly soon. Sorry, jury duty coming up fairly soon. I've never been in jury duty. But to be quite honest, it should be a good experience, you know? Ask yourself, though, if you were in the dock, would you want me presiding over your fate? My advice to you would be to avoid that, because obviously I'll be there, as all comedians do, doing the only thing that I know how to do, which is to glean material from the unfortunate circumstances unfolding before me. I think it could lead to trouble.
You're listening to Purple Comedy.
Mr. Barnes, I would point out to you that the proceedings of the court are a serious matter and not a matter for mirth. Although I will concede that your characterization of the counsel for defense as a duck was mildly amusing, your depiction of my good self as a crumbling old edifice who has lost touch with reality, was not amusing at all. And your defense, that you produce some kind of, what is it?
Podcast, my lord.
Ah, yes. A podcast that you put out over the
World Wide Web, my lord.
Yes, that thing. And that it's listened to by thousands of people in China is frankly ridiculous. Take him down.
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Yes, I'm sure it'll all end very badly. Now, one post that caught my eye very particularly on the forum postings on Mr. Fry's website about pet hates was, I hope you don't mind me quoting this, but I really just like this. It's a rant by someone called Joan. I do hope she doesn't mind me sort of quoting it, but I think when I spoke in our last show about the beneficial qualities, the health-giving qualities of ranting, I think that after you've heard this rant, I'm sure you'll feel that Joan felt a lot better after it. Now the post subject is pet hates. Now, I'm going to quote this rant in full. It's not particularly long, but I'll just quote this in full to capture the venom of this rant, I think. I'll try and do it. I'll try and give it justice, but if I get it slightly wrong, Joan, I do hope you don't mind. So here we go. This is Joan on the subject of pet hates. Don't get me started on office jargon. I hate it. It all started with mission statements. What the hell is all that about? If you don't know what your job is about, you shouldn't be in it. Motivational stuff has the exact opposite effect on me. My only motivation is usually to throttle the motivator. I used to be a bookkeeper. Not because I like doing accounts, I don't. But because bookkeepers work alone. Then some bloody consultants were brought in to reorganise us, and I ended up in a section run by a very loud woman. Before that, my desk was in the computer programmers area because I tested their programs from time to time. They were great people, a lot of fun. Then the firm got bought out and closed down. But not before we were drowning in utter bullshit from our new owners, who turned out to be corporate raiders. I retired and finished my part-time university course full-time. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is a rant. I think that's brilliant. I particularly like the phrase, I ended up in a section run by a very loud woman. Now, I know a very loud woman. I know exactly what she means by that. You know the sort of person who, you know they're in the building, even when they're ordering a cup of tea. And when they enter the room, their voice slices through your mind like an axe. I know exactly the sort of person she's talking about. I'm sure we all do. And particularly the mission statement bit. Yeah, if you don't know what you what your job is about, you shouldn't be in it. Well, I think that's a pretty good point, Joan. So thank you very much for that little rant. I did enjoy it. Before I go, I'd just like to thank Viv G, Graham Mackey, and Peter Purves, who've stepped into the breach, really, and are going to be taking part in a comedy gig for the Terence Higgins Trust charity, which is in Helensburgh. And I think that's on the Friday the 13th of February. And it's all about chlamydia testing. So if you can get yourselves down there, go down there and have a pee in a pot. But I'd like to thank them for stepping in short notice to cover that. Unfortunately, I can't be there. My next public utterances will be, I think, on the 9th of February, when I'll be appearing at the Laughing Horse gig in Soho. And I think It's either the Coach and Horses or the Crown and Anchor. You'd think, it's not the Rose and Crown, I know that for sure. So there you are. I don't know. It'll be. I'll put a link to their website, okay, on the front of this, and you'll be able to find us from that. I'd like to thank everybody who contributed to the forum postings on the Stephen Fry website, and I do hope you'll forgive me for nicking your rant, Joan. I'm John Burns, this is Purple Comedy, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.